Hello and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. We changed our times, if you don't already know that. And by the way, feel free to call in. Anyways, we only have like maybe, I don't know, a couple few listeners. No callers. We need more callers. And So David Ray, I don't know if he'll be on time later or whatever. He talked about starting the podcast early. So here we are, or here I am, one of the two. And Lenny Ladner might be calling into our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast tonight, maybe. I don't know. So you'll have to check that out at scrapgovscrap.com. Lenny is the founder, if you will, of Scrap Gov Scrap, but not the founder of the concept. Charlie Smith, I think, is the founder of the concept. Lenny took the torch and ran with it, and now I. So, Scrap Gov Scrap is kind of, sort of, an extension of this podcast, just because free food and medicine, big pharma, big brother, big agra, they don't really want you to know about these sort of things. They want to keep you blind and brainwashed and sick so that you're dependent on them. And we want the opposite. We want people to be free and independent. We want people to be healthy and secure. But anyhow, so, I'm sorry, we're on the, we're not on the Scrap Gov Scrap podcast. We are on the Free Food and Medicine podcast. So, what are our topics for today? Let me get my books. I need to get my prescriptions for natural healing book. But, David Ray wants to, I'm not sure what he's going to talk about, but last week we talked about liver, because I know people who have problems with their liver and they needed to hear that. To be honest, today I want to talk about herpes, because I believe that all STDs are curable. And I know somebody who has herpes, and so I would like to talk about herbs for that. So, for starters, let's see. There is hepatitis, herpes. If you get the Marcus Rothkranz Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide, that's basically my... my resource. So there's remedies here for hepatitis, herpes, herpes simplex, that's hiccups, hives, HIV, and more. There's hemorrhoids for guys, hemorrhoids. Oh, no, that's hormones. Sorry, I can't read. Hopelessness. So if you feel hopeless, then you want sage, St. John's wort, and moringa, whatever that is. Hot flashes, whole nine yards. This book's got a lot of different solutions. This isn't a cure-all book, per se. It can't cover everything, because you would need a whole library to to cover everything. And we have a whole library. Unfortunately, they're all in boxes in our storage. But we have a library's worth of herb books and natural remedies and stuff like that. So I'll start with ashwagandha. No, wait, no, that's not the right word. That is a plant, by the way, but the plant is called Astragalus. So let's find out what page that herb is on. Astragalus. And then after we're done with the Free Food and Medicine podcast, we're going to do the ScrapGov Scrap podcast. So you know. Here we go. Astragalus, page 88. In Marcus Rothkranz's Free Food and Medicine book. Oh, I passed it. Page 88. Let me take my business card and mark that. I think we talked about that plant before. I'm not sure. Me go back. I don't know. So, that's what we'll be talking about. I guess I'll start talking about it now. Oh, real quick, let me go back and read the different herbs for herpes. So there's astragalus, whatever that is. We'll read about that in a minute. Burdock. Burdock's good for a lot of things. The only thing I know it to be good for, other than this, obviously, is boils. If you get a boil, burdock will help with that. Blood clotting, basically the same thing. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that we've read in here, different things burdock is good for, but I can't remember. So go back and listen to our podcast as well. Buckthorn. I'm not sure what that is exactly. Sounds like a tree or a bush. Anyways, Cape aloe. I think that's the big aloe, the real humongous one. Oh, here it is. Yep, it's the humongous aloe. Now, I think it can only be found in the desert. I'm not sure. Let's see here. It grows about 12 foot high, and it's found basically in the Southwest USA. So there you go. Let's see here. Cat's claw. That's good for a lot of things. Can't remember exactly what, but it's good for a lot of things. Cedar. Cedar is high in vitamin C. It's acidic, so things like chickweed like to grow around cedar. So if you have any cedar trees, grow chickweed around them, and chickweed's good for a lot of things as well. Let's see here. Chaparral, and it's got a star next to it. I'm not sure what those stars mean. I gotta go look in the index maybe and see what those stars mean. I'm not 100%, but so far it looks like it means ask local experts. But I'm still looking. It doesn't actually say to ask local experts as far as, you know, the definition of having a star next to it. But that's the only thing I've seen so far. Let me look up here in front at A for Alpha. And it doesn't say there either. It does say in the index of the index of the index. Wait a minute, here's another index. Won't say anything there either. It says, do not take while pregnant. There's a do not take while pregnant list. Yeah. Oh, maybe that is what it means. The star next to it might mean do not take while pregnant, because that herb is on this list. I'll have to bookmark this and see if I keep seeing it. So let's see, go back to liver. HIJK, liver right here. There was one for the liver that I saw a star next to. There it is. Lemon. Now let's go here and see if lemon is on the list. Lemon. Oh, they're not alphabetized. Ding darn diddly. Lemon is not on the list. So maybe that star does not mean that. Oh well, we'll figure it out later. All right, so cinnamon is good for herpes. Echinacea, heal all herb. There you go. We got that growing on the land. Hyssop, Japanese knotwood. Lemon balm, also known as Melissa herb. Licorice root. Mullein. Myrrh. Olive leaf, and that has a star next to it too. Okay, olive leaf. Let's go back and look at the pregnant part. Olive leaf is not on the list, but mugwort is. So that's good to know. Okay, anyways, peppermint oil, prickly pear cactus. And seaweed. All those things are good for herpes. So, I'm not sure if they will actually cure it, but, yeah. I had, not an outbreak, but I had a girlfriend. We were kind of engaged at one time. She was a nightmare. Thank God I didn't marry her. But anyways, after we split up, she accused me of giving her an STD. And it's similar to herpes. It's called HPV, human papillomavirus virus. Now I got checked out. And I had no, what do you call, symptoms or outbreaks or whatever. Since then, I've been checked out. That was almost 20 years ago. Actually, it was over 20 years ago. I've been driving 18-wheelers for 20 years. And it was before that. So it was over 20 years ago. For like a decade, I got checked out. And no signs, nothing, ever. So I never got it. I never had it. So I don't know where she got that. I gave it to her. But anyways, I still have. It's been 20 years. I've never seen. I've studied this disease, this STD. I don't think I've ever had an outbreak. But then again, you know, if she gave it to me, for example, because I never had it before that I know of, never had it after that I know of. So she might have had it, and then accused me of giving it to her when she probably could have given it to me. But I've been doing all these herbs all these years and essential oils. You know, I rub oils all over my body, even that part of my body. And I've been taking herbs since not long after her and I was together. I ended up going back to my ex-wife after I broke up with her. And that's when I got into alternative medicines and aromatherapy and all that stuff. So, hello and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine Podcast.
Yeah, I thought we were going to start 10 minutes early, not earlier than that.
That's okay.
All right. So, are we going to get a, oh shoot, I forget what it's called. The blog talk, whatever.
It doesn't start for another 10 minutes, but what I can do
Okay.
is I can go ahead and call in, and I think it might let us start, not early, but it might start recording on the hour. The auto recording isn't working, hasn't been working. Let me see if I can fix that real quick before
Before you proceed.
before I call in.
All
Get my
right.
power supply
Well,
here.
okay. So, unless you have any objections, I'm basically looking at four short paragraphs on four different herbs.
Four short paragraphs on four different herbs.
Yes. And the
Are
last
you
one, we
going to
get a
try to
little
do
bit
a
of
speed
discussion.
one?
Well, unless we have a
Are you going to
lot to talk
speed
about
read this book?
broccoli, it's one page.
Speed read. Okay, go
Anyway,
ahead. I was
so,
thinking we could
well, I,
talk about.
yeah, okay,
Go ahead.
well, you have an objection. Let's hear it.
I have an objection to your objection.
Right. Okay. So, rather than go with the next four things, what you've got a better idea. I'd rather talk about something we want to talk about.
Well, it would be good to start with A and go to B and then C and then D so that we're
Right.
more organized. But did we talk about bananas?
I, yes. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast.
I think we skipped that one.
Is that in the front of the book?
Yeah, right after asparagus.
Holy smokes.
And
Well.
asparagus was our topic before the last topic.
We went to broad beans because I guess we've talked about beets before.
Yeah, so we skipped bananas and beets.
Okay. Well, I guess we haven't talked about bananas. Bananas is a good subject.
Yeah, because we are bananas.
Right. And that's what we can use this first 10 minutes for.
Yeah, like that one lady said about my Dateline profile. It's bananas. Actually, she said it was bonkers, but same difference.
Bonker.
Your
Well,
profile is bonkers.
you effectively eliminated a lot of people who would be troublesome.
This is true.
And if you write, and this doesn't really have to do with free food and medicine, but if you write a profile to try to be to concede with all these various opinions out there as to how to be cool and be attractive to everybody, Well, then
blah blah
you're
bull
going to
crap.
attract a whole bunch of yeah, you're going to attract a whole bunch of people that you really don't want anything to do with. So you're just
Right.
cutting to the
So just
chase.
shoot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Must believe and practice alternative medicines.
Right. And this has a little bit to do with free food and medicine, but there is a scientist who he's getting death threats. He shouldn't get death threats. I mean, I think he's completely wrong in his opinion that vaccines are what saved us from smallpox and stuff like that. Okay. And I, you know, from what I've studied, you know, I think it has a lot to do with autism. And it's, you know, and it's been demonstrated that every vaccination causes a miniature stroke. All right. Some more noticeable than others, but everyone is a stroke, and you get enough strokes, and they eventually build up, and you have a big one. You know? Now, I'm not saying all strokes are
Right.
caused by vaccines, but it's been demonstrated all vaccines cause strokes. So, every time. You know, because it messes with the blood-brain barrier. Okay? And, you know, this guy, he's a scientist, and you know, he clearly has his religion. He believes that the vaccines have saved the world. Okay? And I disagree, but apparently he's getting death threats. And it's like, well, people, you're idiots. You know? Don't be threatening people just because they disagree with you.
That's true.
You know, for one, I could be dead wrong. And I'm threatening the guy who's trying to save my life by warning me? Okay? You
Wait.
know?
He's saying that the vaccines are good, and he's getting
Yeah,
death
he's saying.
threats.
Yeah, he's saying the vaccines are good and he's getting death threats from anti-vaxxers. Okay.
Are you sure
And
that that's real? Or is it just hype to make us anti-vaxxers look like we're crazy?
well, you know, I know nothing. Maybe he's the one putting out the death threats to the anti-vaxxers. I don't know. I think from what I've read and what I see that he, you know, and you know, from other testimonies, I don't have any reason at this point to believe that he's falsifying his story. Okay. You know, yes, your speculation is correct. He could be falsifying all that crap. Okay. But I have no evidence that he is. He looks like he's sincere to me. Okay. But again, I could
Right.
be wrong, you know.
Well, we do
So.
have some crazy people in our circle
Oh, God.
who would do such a thing. So, I'm not saying it's not true, but I also know that terrorists always call non-terrorists terrorists.
Yeah. And
That's a
to
scrap
be,
go scrap topic.
yeah, but that's back to the bully syndrome. I mean, bullies rarely recognize that they are bullies.
Right.
They look at society. They think they're defending themselves against a society that has turned on them unjustly, and therefore they are justified in all the evil and vile things they do to other people because it's only in self-defense.
Right.
Okay. And so the true terrorists call the rest of the world terrorists. And they honestly believe it.
Right.
That's why people like me, who is a quote unquote paper terrorist, is considered by the FBI to be one of the most dangerous things on the planet. And I can't say I wouldn't hurt a fly because I would. But those very people who call me dangerous, I would seek to make peace with. And it might cost me my life to try to do it. So, I don't know. How dangerous am I? Okay, so where are we at? You're calling that thing in, aren't you? That's why I'm hearing silence on your end. Okay. Bananas.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast.
Is this live or Memorex?
It's live.
It sounded like a recording.
Hell yeah, no. I didn't log in time to fix the... for whatever reason, it still isn't playing. But whatever. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
Alrighty.
Today's topic, bananas.
Yeah. And if we run out of subject, we can talk about beets.
Beets, or I have another topic. It's called astragalus. Astragalus.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yes. We touched on it before, I recall, but I don't remember what for. Anyway.
Probably a cold cure. But yeah, it helps with building your immune system.
Yes. So okay. Bananas. Are good for what?
I don't know, but I can read his blurb here.
Good.
Let's now Musa Paradisiacum. I can't even pronounce the scientific name. Sorry, folks. Considered a weed in Asia. Oh my gosh.
Oh, nice.
The flowers are edible. The root and stalk are edible. Juice from the stalk core is used to treat kidney stone. Sap is used as glue. Leaves can be used as plates or place settings. Banana blossoms, also known as banana hearts, are purple-red, pointy growth at the top of the trunk. Yeah, they don't look very much like flowers. And you know, banana flowers can be eaten raw or cooked. Remove tough covering and eat the soft white inner part. Some varieties are too bitter. Soak in water to remove sap before eating. Wild bananas have large, hard seeds. Bananas are one of the best sources of potassium, which helps heart, blood pressure, arteries. Wow. Okay. He kind of stopped right there. That's funny. Bananas have an acid effect to help stomach ulcers. Great source of fiber to help elimination, constipation. Good source of wow.
That's a long word.
Fructooligosaccharida. Yeah, I did pretty good until I got to the last paragraph, last syllable.
Charada. F-R-U-C-T. F-R-U-C-T-O-O. L-I-G-O-S-A-C-C-H-A-R-I-D-E-S.
Yeah. I'm sitting there trying to work it out in my head how to pronounce that properly, and yeah. I'm sure one of our listeners
Crypto
is listening us.
Legosarides.
Right.
Fructose legosaccharides.
Anyway, so
something
he tells
like
what that is. He says that chemical, which feeds probiotics.
There you go.
Green bananas help leaky gut and nutrient absorption. Commercial bananas may be treated, and I can't change the page fast enough, with ethylene gas to ripen them, but also makes them bad for people with latex allergies.
Uh-oh.
Right, so, you know, you don't want gassed bananas. Unfortunately, that's what you buy. Okay.
I have gas after I have bananas. Is that okay?
That's probably fine. That's why it's better to grow your own, smiley face. Bananas are also mood enhancers and mild sedatives. The potassium helps you sleep better. For white teeth, rub the inside of banana peel on teeth for 2 minutes. Nice.
Hey, there you go.
So don't throw your banana peels away right away. Use them later when you go to brush your teeth.
I hear they're good for warts, too, if you rub them on a wart.
I did not know that. He's got a beautiful picture here of a wild banana. And it is shot full of seeds. As I understand it, the seeds are about the size of a BB, and they're all through the fruit. So if you were to eat a real banana, one that hasn't been bred to be seedless, you'd be sitting there spitting out little BB seeds all over the place.
Or swallow them.
I suppose you could. I don't know. I've never eaten one. They might be crunchable. You know, I eat a lot of seeds. I eat my apple seeds. I eat my orange seeds. You know, you give me a fruit, I pretty well eat the seeds. The only seeds I don't really chew on, as a matter of fact, I do not chew on these at all, is when I eat pokeberry.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Well, yeah. Supposedly, you're not supposed to eat pokeberries themselves, but, you know, hey.
This is true.
I found they cure my colds and such really quickly. So, anyway, that's a side topic. So, yeah, he's saying grow your own bananas. And as I understand it, there I haven't located one yet, but I want to locate, supposedly there is bananas which grow in temperate zones and produce fruit. So, and we know of at least one person here locally in the city of Stockton who has banana trees growing in front of his house, and he never takes them in. They overwinter in the ground. So.
Nice.
Now, I've never seen flowers on them, and thus I've never seen fruit. But they, he never takes them in either. So, and what Rothkrantz is saying is, you know, the leaves and the stalk and all that are all good to eat. So, you know, it's a green leafy vegetable, I guess.
Good to know.
All right, so warts and arteries and potassium.
Yeah, one thing about bananas and avocados, they're fatty. So if you eat too much of them and you're not working or working out, you will gain weight. So if you need to gain weight, they're good for that. If you don't need to gain weight, you need to eat them before you work out or do some heavy labor.
Okay.
Because they're great for building muscles, but they're also great for building fat. If you don't build the muscle, it'll turn to fat.
What about the stalk and the blossoms?
That I don't know. I'm talking about just the regular food part.
Well, those are regular food parts. It's just they're not regular food parts that most people eat.
That's what I meant. Common knowledge.
Right.
Regular food part.
Right. Right. I could just see you serve somebody a salad, and it's like, well, what's this? Banana. And it's, you know,
the banana salad.
The flower that's been chopped up, or the leaves that have been chopped up. And they'd be like, that's banana? Well.
I like to eat apples and bananas. But anyways. Okay. So. Anything else on bananas?
Honestly, I was unprepared for banana.
What was you prepared for?
Well, as you had pointed out earlier, we had skipped banana.
Oh, I know. But you was prepared for what, broad bean?
No. That's, we already did that. Whoa.
Did we?
Yeah, we did broad beans. Fava, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, fava beans.
We skipped beets, too. We did broccoli also?
No, that was the next one.
Oh, okay. Were you prepared for that?
Yes. All the way down to carrot. But I didn't... We have skipped beets. We should probably read about beets.
Can't skip beets, especially red beets.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so
we'll
beets.
Do beets, and then we'll go to the one I was going to talk about.
Okay. Beets, Beta vulgaris. Hey, I got that scientific name. Good blood builder. Rich in minerals, especially iron. It's got a star after that. I don't know why he's got a star after that. Great source of calcium, magnesium, and selenium. Beet juice is rich in iron, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, sulfur, chlorine, iodine, copper, vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, and niacin. All right. Juice has cancer-fighting properties, great for skin, gallbladder, and liver. Juice or blend beet leaves for strong, healthy qualities, strong healing qualities, I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah, I bet you that beet juice would really give your skin some good color, especially if you rubbed it in.
Yeah, then... The red beet is good for pain and inflammation as well.
Right. Yes, and I was joking in case somebody didn't understand that. Beet juice is kind of a dark purple, and it stains everything it touches.
Pretty much. Like pokeberry.
But, yes. Beets, not that anybody needs to know this, pickled beets was my favorite food when I was a little kid, and somebody had, for whatever reason, given my mother their stockpiled of canned pickled beets, and it probably would have lasted a normal person, you know, a decade. I pretty much by myself went through the whole thing in less than a year. I ate beets every day. I ate him for breakfast. I ate him for lunch. I ate him for a snack. My
so
mom must have thought I was
chocolate.
Nuts.
Chocolate.
I do love chocolate. Back then, though, I was allergic to chocolate. Chocolate would cause my chin to turn purple.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it was something to do. It caused me to. It reduced my circulatory. Whatever it. Basically, the blood stopped flowing in my chin, so it turned purple.
Kind of like.
Which is kind of freaky.
Kind of like I can't eat too much dairy or it makes my throat lock up and I can't breathe.
Well, yeah, I could live with a purple chin, and I loved chocolate.
Yeah, I like dairy. In fact, I'm eating a weird cheese right now. But if I have
there
too much
go.
Of it, yeah, well, it makes my throat swell up. So I got to ration it.
Right.
Niacin is also known as vitamin B3.
Is it B3? I thought it was B2. That's why I paused when I said that. Read that.
Apparently not, but I always thought it was either B6 or B3, but since he's clarifying a difference between B6 and niacin, niacin must be B3. I have to go and do some extra research on that. But
I included.
People are more familiar with the benefits of niacin than they are the benefits of vitamin B3. And so I think that's why he specified niacin.
Right. Well, I tell you what, that which niacin helps you with, it's, well, the B vitamins are very important for your energy system in your body, all right? Some of the B vitamins help with fat. Some of the B vitamins help with sugars. Most of them help with both. They have niacin is vital in your nervous system and your mental health, and you know all the B vitamins support that as well. So it's you know so getting your B vitamins is very important.
Yeah, niacin is vitamin B3.
So, you can't beat a beet.
Nope. Let's see, what else? The selenium. Now, magnesium, calcium and magnesium is great for the body, the bones. We probably need more magnesium than we do calcium. But magnesium, every mineral has a counterpart. So, magnesium is calcium's counterpart. And you need magnesium to help regulate your calcium in your body. Otherwise, you will have
arthritis,
kidney stones, gallbladder stones, arthritis, things of the like. Magnesium also helps with pain and inflammation as well. Selenium is great for the heart. Beets are supposedly high in selenium. So
yep.
If you have heart problems or you want good heart health, selenium is one of the minerals for the heart. I forget the counterpart for selenium, but you need selenium for your heart.
Right, right. Okay, so where do we find astrologists?
Page 88.
Oh, that's what that looks like. We'll talk about that later. There we go. Hey, I may have seen this before.
Me too.
Milk Vetch. Ah, okay, maybe I haven't seen it before, but I have seen Vetch.
Okay.
Before I read this, my mom ordered astrologus from China. Apparently she didn't need to go so far. And we used it for a basically a cold cure. We included it in our soup and such because that year we seemed to be suffering a lot of colds and flus, and it helped a lot. So.
Yeah, it says here it's antiviral.
Yep, that's what we used it for. Okay. So I will read and try not to stumble over the two scientific names that they gave for it. Astrologus, a.k.a. Milk Vetch. The scientific name is Astrologus propinquest and Astrologus membranaceus. Okay. A life prolonging adaptogenetic vasodilator, antiviral, anti-cancer, antibacterial, immunity stimulating herb that produces extra interferon in the body, which would be the main reason why it's good for colds and flus. Used with cancer therapies because it counteracts the immune suppressing effects of cancer drugs and radiation. Extremely useful remedy for physical weakness and drained energy conditions like chronic fatigue, candida, herpes, hypoglycemia, and exhaustion. Works great when used together with ginseng. Great for spleen and lungs. Increases life energy and stamina. Good for reducing night sweats and fluid retention. Reducing fluid retention or helping with fluid retention? Anyway, sorry. Vasodilating properties help noticeably lower blood pressure, improve circulation, break up blood clots to prevent heart disease, boost burned out adrenals for energy, helps normalize nervous system, balance hormones, very good for lungs, respiratory conditions, and helping regenerate bronchi cells, beneficial to gastrointestinal tract. The root is the medicinally used part and isn't ready to be used until the fourth or fifth year of plant growth. Hairy stems and leaves make up to 12 to 18 pairs of leaflets. Other species of astrologus can be poisonous, but astrologus membranaceus has no detrimental components and is used worldwide medicinally. Very popular in China. Sliced root available in most Chinese herbal stores. Unripe fresh seed pods resemble green plums and are edible. Interesting. Okay, so there's not just, so I probably have seen astrologus, but not all astrologus is safe. And so he...
Right.
So he gave two, the scientific name for for two that are safe. And so I'm going to spell out the part that I can't pronounce. I'm going to spell out the whole thing. Okay. So the first one is Astrologus Propinquus. And forgive me if I murdered that pronunciation. It is Astragalus. That's Astrologus. And then the other part is Propinquus. So yeah, that's UU. Okay. And the other one is Astrologus Membranaceus. And that's Membranaceus. Okay. And, you know, just from what I'm reading here, a lot of people are doing the vaping nowadays.
Early on,
I had read some stuff that showed that it was indicated that vaping was causing bronchial damage, scarring the bronchi inside your lungs. And this article suggests that it helps grow those bronchi cells back. So, you know, if you have diminished lung capacity due to basically sucking water vapor down into your lungs continuously, you know, yes, even water can be poisonous.
this is true.
You know?
You're not supposed to breathe water.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to breathe water. I mean, yeah, I can understand, you know, sometimes you run a humidifier because, you know, your lungs and throat are dry and stuff like that. That's fine and good and makes sense. And, you know, maybe a little vaping for that case would be fine, but continuously vaping over and over and over again all day long, not so good. So,
sure.
And so this might help repair some of that damage. Heck, maybe even make a tea out of this stuff and vape that. No, I did not suggest that. That's probably not a good idea. But there you go.
There you go.
All righty.
Yeah, 90
seconds.
Any last words before I play our disclaimer?
Why don't you do the disclaimer?
All right. Last words. Basically, check out freefoodandmedicine.org for the rest of the story. We did a prequel at freefoodandmedicine.org, so when I get it uploaded, you'll have to go there and listen to that. That might be in a week or two, maybe next year sometime.
60 seconds.
Meanwhile, go to freefoodandmedicine.com for Marcus Rothkranz. And or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give me credit for his stuff and going to his site. So, at that, we'll play our disclaimer. And in about 30 minutes, we will start our ScrapGov Scrap podcast. You can find that at scrapgovscrap.com. And feel free to call into that one as well. All right. So long.
So long.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / entertainment
seconds.
Purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.